Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you know what we think. We think that's a sign of high intelligence. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, which is there. We update that every weekday. And it's a multimedia blog, too. Lots of good stuff there for you that I encourage you to check out and use it to your advantage, especially on the blog. The good thing about the blog is whatever we've been doing lately, all the recent interviews that we've done and anything that we put out in terms of an article that I've written is going to be right there. It's easy to get to real quickly. You don't have to search around on the site for what we've done. It's all right. It brings everything right to the front that we've done recently. Kenneth Thomas is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Visa USA. He's director of corporate relations there at Visa, and he says we can call him Kenny. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Likewise. Happy to be here.
You know, Kenny, the use of plastic, it really ramped up. It really went to a new level about 2.5 years ago when Check 21 hit, didn't it?
Well, we've actually been seeing, growth, over a much broader period than that. We've, especially in the commercial product area where small business falls at Visa. And certainly some of those factors like Check 21 and others have driven that, but we've really just seen the migration from paper to electronic payments and the efficiencies created by that really driving this tremendous growth in commercial payments on payment cards. And when it comes to small businesses, it's both credit and debit. So it's not just credit card growth, it's debit card growth as well.
That's
so we're
and
seeing that really across the board.
And that's what I'm talking about, because more and more, as a consumer, more and more of us said, well, if it's going to come out of my account right now anyway, why don't I just use a debit card instead of write a check?
And enjoy the conveniences of that.
And more and more small business owners, as business owners, are saying, my customers are going to be demanding more and more that I make available to them the ability to swipe their card rather than write a check. And it's better for their cash flow, too, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the one thing that businesses can do to help streamline their cash flow and their cash management overall and save cost is stop writing checks. Because checks, I mean, there's great industry research that indicates that checks and all of the paper processes accompanied with them and the fully allocated cost of that check averages $54 per transaction.
Mm.
So every time you write a check, that's costing your business, on average, $54. So if you can streamline that through electronic payments, which can automate with your accounting software, gives you visibility into your expenditures and into your payables, so you know who you're paying and when. You can go back to your vendors, do better strategic sourcing, better vendor management, negotiate better pricing, because you know where you're spending. And then, of course, you can also cut back on the accounting staff and the bookkeeping staff and save all that money on the back office, because you don't have all of that reconciliation with paper invoices, writing checks, mailing checks, and all of the bookkeeping.
But there does enter into this, though, the requirement to manage the plastic. The plastic can get away from you a little bit more than the check can, because if the check's got to be signed, something can be signed by everyone. It's got to be signed by certain individuals typically, and the plastic can get away from that. So you have to make sure you've got the systems in place, the restrictions in place, don't you?
Yes, and there's also some that is true, but keep in mind that you also have some much higher level of controls with payment cards than you do with checks.
By putting limits on a per day basis or something like that.
Yeah, you have spending. You certainly have spending limits and authorizations. You also have the ability to only issue cards to employees that you want. It doesn't mean every employee automatically gets a card, of course.
Right.
And then you also, but the main thing is you have the ability to go online and see real time, day to day, your transactions. You're not waiting for a check to clear and a statement to come back to you. You have real time access to all of your business transactions, which checks do not give you that visibility. And then the data that comes back to you with that transaction, it tells you, you know, exactly, you know, what you bought. You can get line item detail, invoice level detail that integrates with your accounting software.
Very handy, and you can compare that with the information that your employees turn into you. Stand by, Kenny. Kenny Thomas is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Visa. When we come back, one of the things they've been studying quite a bit is better ways to manage our expenses, especially travel and entertainment, as we take care of our customers. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our new friend, Kenny Thomas. He's with Visa. He's Director of Corporate Relations with Visa, and especially in the area of the commercial side, right, Kenny?
Well, I do work a lot with our commercial team and focused on that side of the business. It's in a very exciting part of the business at Visa to work on, because it's one of the fastest growing and lots of things happening in commercial payments.
Well, and also because you get to deal with the coolest people on the planet, and that's small business owners.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, we are without a doubt the coolest people. I mean, that's where the action is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is, and
I don't understand why everybody doesn't get that, Kenny.
Well, it's you know.
Do you get it at Visa? Do you guys?
Oh,
get it at Visa?
Absolutely,
okay.
We do, and we've
right.
We've developed a great product set and resources for small businesses, and we're very, very focused on this sector and helping small businesses with their payments and information management solutions.
Okay, folks, Kenny says they get it, so give them a shot and try them out. But you know, hold them to his word. Make sure they get it when you do business with them. Kenny, how would they contact you? How would they get to find you guys?
Well, the best way, now at Visa, you know, we are a very large network of member banks. We don't actually issue the cards to cardholders. It's always through a bank for which you have a very broad and diverse banking relationship, where you can get much more than just your Visa card through them. But you can find a Visa card and a bank that issues one just simply by going to Visa.com, VISA.com.
Right. And most banks go one way or the other, right?
Well, some do, but
I mean, some offer multiple cards, but most banks are either Visa or that other brand, right?
Typically, but you can, you know, but banks can offer, you know, whatever brand of card they choose, actually.
Right.
So,
okay.
But at Visa, we are the leading payment brand, both for consumer and for commercial. So, we, you know, we have the best, you know, acceptance and payment solutions, we believe. So, you know, a Visa card will serve you very, very well, a Visa business credit or debit or line of credit card.
So, folks, he says they get it. Well. So give him a shot and see what, and let me know what you think about that. See if you agree with him if Visa gets it, and I think they do. Okay, let's get back to this research you've been doing on expense management and doing a better job of using the technology. That's the key today, isn't it, Kenny? Small business owners have got to gravitate more towards the technology so we can automate all of our processes, and cash management is one of those, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and getting your arms around that in a way to where you can feel comfortable with it, and having control over your expenditures, and that's what Visa is very, very focused on helping small businesses do, is better control their cash management, and in particular their payables, their expenditures.
Right. Now, one of the things you guys have been working on recently has been travel and entertainment.
Correct.
And the entertainment part of all this is a lot of small business owners, many travel, but a lot of small business owners don't have that much true travel expense. They don't make a lot of trips on planes, and they don't rent a lot of cars. Some do, but a lot don't. But almost every business takes a customer to lunch or spends money on, you know, on gifts or whatever it may be,
right,
for their customers, and that's an area that's a growing part of our business.
That's right, or reimbursing employees for mileage,
right,
and those types of things.
That's a good point. So
right.
what have you learned about all that, and what do you know about small businesses traveling and entertainment?
Well, the things that small businesses need to do is to get organized, and one of the first things they can do is to set a policy and put it in writing for their employees, so they understand, you know, when you can take a client to lunch, how much you can spend, how you get reimbursed for that expenditure. If you're traveling, the policy needs to dictate, you know, how travel is authorized and how things need to be approved in advance and what the policy is, what types of hotels you can stay at, you know, how much you can spend per day. All of those types of things need to be written down. If it's just verbally communicated and then somebody says they didn't understand it, you can have an issue later, you know, with some expenses that employees have done. So,
for example, let's just think of in terms of where it would, this would be the absolute thing that would touch more small business owners than anything. You would tell an employee, if you take a customer to lunch, you should be able to go somewhere where you can get in and out for under $30.
Well, exactly, or whatever those parameters are for your business. I mean, you know, some businesses may, you know, it may be more than that. Some it may be less. But
buy the 89 octane gas. Don't buy the 93 octane gas.
Well, right, exactly. So you need to have a written policy, and then you also need to then communicate that policy. Make sure every employee gets it when they're hired. Make sure all existing employees have it. Mm-hmm. Revisit it on a regular basis to make sure employees understand. So there's no surprises. And then what goes hand in hand with that, if the company is large enough or they have enough of these types of expenses, is formalize the travel and entertainment expense management function, mm-hmm. meaning assign somebody to manage the company travel and the reimbursement and all of that for and approvals for client lunches and customer you know, entertainment, those types of things. It can be done by the office manager as a part-time responsibility, a receptionist. It doesn't mean you have to go out and hire a new employee, but also put somebody in charge so the boss isn't the one that's always being burdened, you know, with,
right.
with all of the administrative side of implementing the policy. So put somebody in charge of overseeing that and making sure that the policy sticks and that it's in place.
Another thing, Kenny, that this is good for, believe it or not, this is probably something you hadn't thought about, is this is good for morale. And when we come back, I'll mention why I say that, because I remember the days when I had to pay business, my travel and entertainment expenses out of my own pocket and then be reimbursed at some future date. So we're going to talk about the morale issue of all this right after these messages. We'll be right back with Kenny Thomas. He's with Visa. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Kenny Thomas. Kenneth W. Thomas is with he's Director of Corporate Communications, Corporate Relations, I should say, with Visa USA. And we're talking about managing our expenses better and using the some of the technology, some of the financial instruments that are out there, some of the financial capability out there that's out there to help make this job a little bit easier for us. You know, Kenny, I was saying before we went to the break, years ago, I'm a lot older than you are, and years ago, when I worked for some pretty major companies, I had an expense budget per month. This is what my expense budget was. I had to justify everything, but here was the other thing. Whatever I spent in any given month came out of my pocket until I got reimbursed. So that was a little bit of a demotivator, and that's how things worked in those days,
yeah.
For the most part. And sometimes you'd get an advance, but not too often. And my point is that is a great way to improve morale, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's the other thing, is really mandating the use of a company-issued payment card for travel and entertainment for a variety of reasons. It gives the employee the flexibility to pay with that card. When you're on the road paying for a hotel, if you're trying to use an out-of-town check and those types of things. If you are buying airfare, I mean, it's very, very difficult to purchase an airline ticket anymore.
Right.
You
can't rent a card without a credit card.
It's very difficult to do. So it really frees up your employees, and it's the best use of their time. So they're not having to hassle with trying to use checks or cash, when they're traveling. The other thing is too, when you use if you're using a business credit card for example, you automatically have that grace period, if you will, before the bill comes due. So there's time for the employee to submit their expense report. For the reimbursement to come, typically even before the bill is due, so that works much, much better. And the one thing about mandating the use of a card is it gives you the visibility into what your employees are spending. So if you have any questions about how much your employee spent on that business trip or on that client lunch, you can go online and very quickly in real time see how much they spent, where they had lunch, what have you, to make sure that you've got your arms around that, if you will. And then using that data on the back end, if you do happen to do a lot of travel with your company, or you frequent a certain restaurant on certain things, it gives you some negotiating power to go back to those travel or entertainment vendors and say, look, we spent X amount of dollars with you the last quarter or last year. What can you do for us? We're planning on having our company party at your facility. What can you do for us? We're a big customer of yours. It allows you. It gives you that power. Information really is power, and when you have that at your fingertips, to go back and to be able to negotiate better, and this goes far beyond travel. On your other business expenses, procurement purchases, those types of things, in negotiating with your suppliers and your vendors, that payment card data is really like gold when it comes back into your accounting system, because it gives you all that information automatically that you can go back and negotiate better pricing, better terms.
Do you recommend debit or credit?
How would we decide which? That's a decision that's really up to the business owner. If they prefer having all of their expenses directly tied to their business bank account on real time, if you will, then the debit card certainly makes more sense for them. If they prefer to have all of those expenses come due at one time during the month together, then it's certainly a business credit card.
And if they pay it in 30 days, then there's no carrying charge, right?
Exactly.
And so you actually get, this is extra credit that you get that can really significantly improve your cash flow.
Well, that's exactly right. And then there's also at Visa, we also have a third product, if you will. It's called the Visa Business Line of Credit. So if you need to access capital for whatever reason without the need, it's an unsecured type of line of credit. It's very easy and convenient.
And that's something we can ask our banker about, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kenny, we got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for some outstanding information.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
And that's Visa.com, right?
Correct. Just really simple, Visa.com, and just click on the small business page, and you'll
and
have
all the And he says the they get it, ladies and gentlemen. I think they do. Thank you, Kenny. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business advocates, small business owners. I'm the small business advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.